Tiggity-boo, everybody. Welcome to a beautiful Tuesday here in South Australia. And hello to you, Greg Blewett. Welcome to our Rush Hour show.
Thanks very much, Jazz.
Hello to you, Bernie Vince.
G'day, Jazz. Why do you say tickety-boo every now and then? Not
Just gets me going. It's tickety-boo.
Just on a Tuesday.
Is it a Tuesday tickety-boo? Tickety-boo on a Tuesday.
Right.
I don't mind it every now and then.
Hello, Emma G.
Tickety-boo, Jazz.
And that's the girl.
And means hello, does it?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Something now, old people say.
Tickety-boo. That's why. Plenty of things have been happening the last 24 hours around the world of football, but we're going to catch up with Tommy Jonas from Port Adelaide. Mm. A little bit banged up, our boy TJ.
How are we going to handle Tommy?
We're just going to massage him a little bit? No, right between the eyes.
What are you going to ask him?
Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on his senior coach in the spotlight on Kenny down there at Alberton.
Yeah, he was on 360 last night.
Exactly. We'll do that shortly. Mm-hmm. And Darcy Fogarty, who's up and about for the Adelaide Crows.
Oh, he's flying. He's flying.
He's doing some special things.
Is this when you get your manager to go in and renegotiate a new contract, Boone, even though he's got a year to go?
He has got a year to go, but yes, you want to sign when you're flying.
Start the chat now.
Yeah. Get in. You want to start a few rumours as well?
We'll chat to him after 5:30.
I think Rocky did that for him.
That's right.
Heavy heart today. We've lost a treasure.
Sad.
Olivia Newton-John, who I just loved and adored, and she was a beautiful soul, passed away peacefully at 73 years old. Here is a bit of a little montage for the beautiful Olivia Newton-John that we've lost.
The Danny Zuko I met at the beach.
Maybe there's two of us, right?
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
What a beautiful person and a beautiful voice. Mm. A treasure.
They reckon she was just beautiful, like off screen and off mic as
you
well.
She just loved it. We just loved her. So She fought hard with that battle with cancer. But condolences go out to her family, and we've lost another treasure, haven't we?
Now
let's get underway. Now, who are we going to call out for the Torp over the Torrens, which is in 2 weeks' time, and the names are piling up.
I'm led to believe they are.
With a guaranteed 20k to give away. Triple M's Torp over the Torrens. Proudly brought to you by McDonald's SA, the home of footy.
Another beautiful throw, Jazz.
I was pointing at you for five minutes.
As the skipper of this ship, any chance to just communicate?
I said it every day.
You've got a bit of emotional
wait
with Olivia
for the Torp opener.
Yeah, and
wait
normally she says we'll do it last and you do it first.
Yes, like yesterday. Yeah. And that threw me off. I said Seafood Downs instead of Seafood Downs.
You said that name, didn't you?
Threw me off.
I was excuse at the Tonsley a month ago.
Yeah, get it right. Now, who have we got, Gregory?
We are heading to a beautiful part of Adelaide. Oakbank, the Adelaide Hills, and we are after Alice Perkins. So Alice, or if you know Alice, give us a call, 133353, if you want to be a part of Torp over the Torrens on the 20th of August and your chance to win $10,000.
If Alice Perkins doesn't call before 6 o'clock, she is
gone.
That's right.
Outski. Well, so she's got an hour and 50
minutes. Well, she'll have a lot of friends out there that listen to the show, and I reckon she'll be texting.
Plays for Nan.
Nan Footy Club, yeah. And what does she say there? I have the biggest kick in our team. Okay. Maybe even our league. Oh.
Maybe.
Hello. I like it when they just a little bit of, you know, a bit of me time. I like that.
Bit of confidence.
What happens here.
Well, plenty of footy news going around about our local clubs as well, Port Adelaide and Adelaide. We'll start with Adelaide. And
well, the chairman, John Olsen, just did a press conference.
Just hot off the press, so we'll get to that in a sec. But texted Brekkie this morning, hasn't really spoken since the book was released and everything blew up. So, first of all, he speaks about Eddie Betts and Jenkins' reaction.
Yeah, I said he was the captain at the time of the footy club, and those boys being past players... not great, to be honest. It's quite upsetting to hear that those guys are still feeling the effects of the camp. What I will say is that the camp, a lot of people took different things out of it. And I personally, I've said it, I took a positive experience out of it. But that does not take away from the feelings of hurt that those boys are going through at the moment.
He went on to say about how, well, he opened up a bit about how he tried to fix it at the time.
I can put my head on the pillow at night and put my hand on my heart and say that I did everything I could. I knew something was not right post the camp. I knew blokes weren't feeling that great about it. There were fractures within the group, like some of the boys have said, and I was having one-on-one meetings. I was having some confidential meetings at my house to try and work out exactly the path to take, and I can honestly say that I did everything I could to try and fix it.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
That's all you can ask, yep. Isn't it? He did his best as leader.
So who did he go to in terms of the hierarchy that made those decisions to do the camp?
Well, who knows?
He did say that he took some of his teammates to his house to obviously have a discussion with him, but then did he take that to who?
Not sure.
Okay.
We'd have to ask him.
Yeah.
And then John Olsen, as we said, spoke this afternoon for the first time. The club sent a letter out. Yeah. I think that was yesterday. Him and Tim Silvers. But John Olsen spoke and, well, he said how the board wasn't aware of the hurt.
Is it correct to say that what was going on at the camp, the idea of going on the camp, was presented to the board and the board approved of the camp?
I've attempted to assess the facts of the matter before my time, but the minutes of the board do not reflect that the board had a discussion and a presentation to the board prior to the camp.
Mm. So they didn't know about it? Mm. And he went on to say about how different players experienced it in different ways. Mm-hmm.
Do you accept their recollection that personal information was used as a pseudo-motivational tool?
Look, each person at that camp had a different take from the camp. The reality is, this is what they experienced. And you can't tell people how they should feel. They have been aggrieved. We need to understand that. We need to have a compassion for that and address the issue going forward. And that's the key priority that I have and Tim and this club has going forward.
Mm. Strong words.
Absolutely.
But he's on the money. Mm.
Yeah.
So there's hurt. There's not... Mm.
And this happened not
can.
Under his watch
no,
as,
exactly.
as the new chairman of the LA Footy Club.
Which makes it hard, but again, probably makes it a little bit easier as well for the people actually dealing with it.
Can I say this? Can John Olsen and Tim Silvers or Tim Silvers or someone independent catch up to, and speak to every one of those individuals that went on that camp? Sit down with them in a room.
There's not that many left,
I don't know, but everyone that went on that camp, three groups, there were three-tier groups, sit down with them and just dig everything out.
And now's the time to be honest too, if you're a player or if you're withholding out. How you're feeling or now's the time.
I think
you can't deal with something if you don't know about it.
No, so Tim Silvers, the CEO, needs to write down everything that happened. Yep. To the individual, and he has to tell him. And take the parents with you, take your girlfriend with
whoever you.
Whoever you need with you. Sit down with them.
Whoever.
One-on-one.
Yep.
I found that very interesting, though, that wasn't brought up at a board meeting, because that would be an expensive camp.
Yeah.
That would
cost. Yeah, but the board would just signed off on it financially, Greg. That's all they would have done. That's all they do, just sign off on it and back in the decision.
So they would have signed off on the financials, not the detail.
Correct.
On the camp.
Right. Been a lot of chat. Yes, around as well about our boy Rupert, Mark Rusciuto, whether he should continue, and this is what John Olsen had to say about him.
Do you believe Mark Rusciuto should step down from the board?
That's not on the agenda. My focus at this stage is certainly looking after those that feel aggrieved from the camp.
Mm, so he didn't really answer.
Rue has spoken to a lot of the players that were on that camp.
Yep.
He's been on the phone non-stop.
Mm. So, well, you don't reckon he answered that? He said it's not on his agenda.
Not on the agenda. He didn't answer it. He didn't say he really wanted him to stay or he really wanted him to go. Right.
Knowing Rue, who loves that football club to the inch of his life, right?
Yep. Does a lot for that footy club. Does everything.
If John Olsen called him in tomorrow and said, mate, you probably need to step down, he'd do it in a heartbeat betterment of the football club.
Well said. Hey, let's move on to Port Adelaide quickly. Ken Hinckley. A lot of chat around whether he's going to continue or not. It's flaring up big time. But he was on 360 last night and spoke about how he's very confident that he'll continue next year.
The reality is, when I look back and I think through what we've been through and what's been said over the last period of time, and that's David included over the last 6 or 7 weeks, there's a number of occasions where we've all seen to be on the same page, and David himself has said that he expects me to be coaching Port Adelaide in 2023, as I do, and that's what I'm preparing for. Yeah, absolutely I do. That's my personality. That's who I am. I see things through as best I possibly can, and I believe that the playing group and myself and all the coaches and everyone working in the football department certainly do want to see out the journey, and hopefully it continues on for longer, but we all get there's a finish line for everyone at some point. But as I sit here tonight, I'm more than confident that won't be at the end of 2022.
Do I think Ken Hinckley will coach Port Adelaide next year? Yes, I do.
You do, yeah.
Do I think his management would be doing a little bit of homework just in case? Yes, I do as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. See what else is out there.
Mm. You've got to be prepared. It's you've got to do your, what's that word?
Due diligence.
That's the one.
He's been there 10 years.
Yeah.
And he's done it. You got to look, he's been consistent.
Yep.
They've been around the mark for 10 years.
But would Koshy or someone else on the board be sniffing around as well?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Probably.
They do, Greg.
That's why I keep thinking he'll do it, because they'd only make the call on Hinckley if they've got a backup.
If they got a better option, Alistair Clarkson, yeah.
Because he's a pretty good option. Yeah. He's been the top five coaches in the AFL, wouldn't he? Absolutely.
Now, Burn.
Yeah.
There's something that's come across your table or desk today regarding an individual in this building.
Well, I apologise because I don't like to do this, but I was just doing my work quietly and I heard a phone conversation that may have been meant to be private.
So you're eavesdropping?
Eavesdropping?
Eavesdropping.
I said eavesdropping. What is it?
Eavesdropping. That's beautiful.
That's the correct thing.
Because he's like, think you listen with your ears, so you've got to drop your ears if you're going to.
Don't put that in the highlight tape Friday. We're at the Port Districts Footy Club.
Jazz, how are you when your ears drop?
I was only a wee lad. Wee Scottish lad from the hills. So what have you brilliant. Got on?
No, that's Eve's it. That's dropping. Enough.
No, we've got to pile on this one.
I was listening to a conversation that this individual took to the private chairs, which aren't far from my desk. But I heard was quite concerning.
What is it?
Well, I don't know. I might just come out and say it because it's G. Make sure you're sitting down too, because you could fall over.
This is ugly.
Well, it was some sort of. Now, I didn't get the whole thing, but it was some sort of ambassador role or, promotional driver of a certain brand of,
Greg Burn.
I can't even say it.
What are you talking about?
Just nail him.
It involves something to do with your hair or your head.
You ought to be ashamed of
and
yourself.
And it involves coming out of a spray can.
No, no.
It's a caffeine spray for his hair.
Okay.
This has to be wrong.
Listen,
did I get things wrong?
It's nothing to do with ambassador for the. But my wife has gone behind my back and bought a product for my hair because she obviously.
It's true. Look at Josh.
So,
hang on, a product for your hair.
What is it?
Well, it's for thin or slow-growing hair, right? I reckon I'm going all right. But anyway.
Sorry, I heard it correctly.
So you massage in for 30 seconds into your scalp and say hello to healthy, strong hair, apparently.
Poison in your head, you idiot.
What's
say
that?
Hello
poison.
To healthy hair.
No.
That sounds like a paid
thing.
Line to me, Blue.
No way. You can't do this.
The main ingredient is caffeine.
Oh, and he's putting clover, coffee in his hair.
And clover
stimulates
flower.
Growth.
Well, that's Brett.
Have you spoke to Freddie at Canetto's downstairs? Is he sponsoring you?
Why don't you get his used
coffee? Why don't you get Freddie's coffee machine and splash it on your skull, you knucklehead?
Well, that's what I was thinking we'd do for you, Jars.
Like, I don't want hair, mate.
I could bring in a Nescafe jar and just like rub it all over.
Us Scottish blokes don't need hair.
So it's not a spray.
What are you doing, boy?
No, it is a spray.
It is.
Apparently, I haven't seen it.
This is embarrassing, Greg. Your poor boys have to go to school.
I haven't said I'm going to use it.
Yes, you are.
Because there's nothing
in your head. How much? How much a year?
What are you getting paid for
No, she's bought it.
Oh, she's Catherine.
Oh, so she's paid for it.
Well, apparently.
No. I think that's
doesn't
even
sound
worse.
Cheap,
so
either,
when you go to bed tonight, she's going to spray coffee in your hair.
I might try and drink it.
And then when you go to bed tonight, when you go to bed tonight, you're going to be reeking of caffeine.
I wake up with hair down and a little bit
like John Bonham from Led Zeppelin, will you?
And then I'm going to give you a can.
Don't, Jonah, if you spray it on your head.
Yeah, what, Burn?
Don't miss and get your back, because that's hairy.
Or your nostrils.
Yeah, a lot of text coming through. I like this one, though. It's about Greg's caffeine spray for his hair, to regrow his hair.
Well, it's not my spray.
This is from Kurt.
Curdy.
Sounds like The Simpsons when Homer uses Damoxynil to try and grow his hair back. Don't think that's got anything to do with the Damoxynil.
Bluey's our Homer.
Yeah, he's Homer.
I haven't tried anything.
Beer. And, hey, and don't use it anywhere else on your body either.
Well,
no,
you're not going to the playground. No way you're spraying it down there.
Well, no, you don't.
No, I try and do the opposite.
That's not even fashion
anymore.
Why would
you want more hair?
Because he's old fashioned. Mate, let it go. Your hair's fine. Everything's fine about
it. Have you been snorting caffeine?
Well, I've had about three.
Nostrils.
I've had three.
Nostril
hairs. No, I'm all right. Don't say that.
You've been tipping in your ears.
Time to play $1,000 minute.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Let's say hello to Mitch from Millswood. G'day, Mitch.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Who's your AFL team, young man?
Port Adelaide, mate.
Oi. Kenny coach next year?
Kenny next year?
I like him.
Yeah, good man.
So the boys like him, really.
Oh, buddy. Well, the boys, the players love him, so that's the main thing.
That's what it's really about, in my opinion.
Yep. Exactly. Now, should Greg Blewett get some caffeine spray on his hair to make it thicker moving forward, Mitchie boy? Yes or no?
You've got to do something about it.
Oh, Greg.
The irony is I've got more hair than both of you guys.
Bird's got a rug. Mitchie, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass. We'll come back to it. Take your first answer. Enjoy and try and get the 10 right, mate.
No worries.
Greg, G, go.
What does MCG stand for?
Melbourne Cricket Ground.
How many Josh Kennedys have announced their retirement this week?
Two.
True or false? The Commonwealth Games that have just been Australia's most successful ever. True or false?
True.
How many million dollars was Buddy Franklin's famous 9-year deal reportedly worth in total?
Million.
10 million, you said?
Yep, he did.
What is the nickname of Australia's men's field hockey team?
Oh, hockey crew.
In what year is Brisbane hosting the Olympics?
Ah.
Who wears number 32 for the men's Adelaide Crows?
Which country won the most gold medals at this year's Commonwealth Games? Canada, New Zealand or India?
Who won the 96 AFL Premiership?
North Melbourne.
Which Australian singer won a gold medal as a swimmer in this year's Commonwealth Games?
2030.
In what year is Brisbane hosting the Olympics?
2032.
Finish. Mitchie from Millswood, Port Adelaide boy.
Now, your phone was cutting out a little bit there. Let's just confirm. How many millions dollars did he say? 10 million?
He said 10. Million,
yeah. 10 over 9.
And what did you say for which country won the most gold medals at this year's?
Canada, he said.
Okay.
Yep. All right, G. All right, Mitchie, we'll just see what you got, young man.
You weren't eavesdropping.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Correct.
Oh, eight. That's a great effort.
It is, Ben.
Yeah. Mate, we're going to give you a double pass to see, well, I know you're a Port fan, but Adelaide take on North Melbourne at Adelaide Oval this Saturday at 1:40 p.m.
All right. Cheers.
Take care, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Well done, young man. All right, let's go. Number three, what was it, Greg?
It was false. So this year's Commonwealth Games wasn't Australia's most successful.
Yeah, we had Abby Holmes on. She said that we won 87, wasn't it? 87 gold medals once. I think we won 60-odd this year.
67 this year.
Yep.
Terrific effort. So he got 8 out of 10, yeah?
Yes.
So what was the other one, Jazz?
Well, I don't know.
Well, number five, the hockey team.
The Kookaburras. Yeah.
That's the women's team.
Back again tomorrow. Now, Burns, some breaking news coming out of the Collingwood Football Club regarding Port Adelaide and the jumper.
Yeah, well, Greg's got the release there. You want to read it, Greg?
Yeah. Collingwood have offered a teal-coloured compromise to prison bar jumper. Okay, so what they're offering is Collingwood will be prepared to allow Port Adelaide to wear its prison bar jumper once a season if the Power is prepared to use teal instead of white on the bottom panel so that's of the actual, historic strip.
That's the white part of the bars.
Correct.
So it'd be a really dark sort of Guernsey.
Yep.
Nah, I don't like it.
You don't
I've
like it?
I've just seen a photo of the potential.
I'm not a fan.
I don't
not
like
at all.
That at all. No. It's either...
It's either their traditional prison bar or it's not.
I don't mind a bit of teal up the top if they allow that, but you've got to have the
but
black and white.
They're not allowing it.
You've got to have black and white prison bars. That's what Port Adelaide are.
Collingwood think they are.
Well, they can't just cover it. They think they run the AFL.
Well, the AFL have got to say something and step
They've
in.
Got to
well,
stand
it's,
up.
Just, it's a compromise.
Grow a pair,
we'll
AFL.
Ask Tommy Jonas well, about it next. What
are you right. Okay, we'll just. Okay.
Relax.
All right.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific pass by Jonas.
Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
Elmac Cleaning Services.
Get clean behind the scenes.
Specialists in all industrial and commercial cleaning.
Oh, we love this young man. He joins us every second week on the Rush Hour. Tommy Jonas, Port LA captain. Welcome on this Tuesday, Tommy.
G'day, boys. How you going?
You in a hot bath, fresh, getting that body ready for a game against the Essendon Football Club. You're a bit banged up there, T-shirt, Tommy.
Yeah, a couple to go, and I mean, I probably look a little bit worse than what I actually am when you're fumbling the ball and falling over. You start to feel like an old man. So I just got to pull my finger out, boys.
Hey, what'd you get out of the review, mate? Third quarter, very disappointing. Yeah. 7-4, I think, Richmond kicked. You conceded. How did that go?
Yeah, whacked in the contest, pretty well around the ground. Across the midfield, and then the backs just couldn't hold up. We were pretty disappointed with our efforts down there. And, I mean, some of our turnovers just didn't help us either. And they really... capitalise on them.
Where's the group at this time of the season, Tommy? And I'm sure you've got your work cut out as leader down there at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, naturally you're disappointed. Like, obviously had high expectations going into this year, but there's still plenty to get out of the next 2 weeks. As a team, you always want to win. As individuals, as people playing for careers, looking at different positions on the ground, wanting to finish the year on a strong note, you want to walk off with your head held high and your chest puffed out. So it's business as usual. You rock up and you go to work to get better.
Bit of talk around a few South Australian players returning home that are currently at other clubs. Do you as captain have a say in what you need or what type of player you would like to have at your club? Because a bit of talk around Brody Grundy, whether he'll be at Port Adelaide or not. Do you get involved there?
Yeah, I get a little bit of a say, Bern. I'm not sure if they actually listen.
You talk. But you don't.
But yeah, that's it. So they generally bring us in later on. Like, you catch up with the players as you would have taken them out on the source and, tried to twist their arm to come to the Crows or the D's or something like that. But we're a bit more sensible, just down the cafe for a latte and a couple of poached eggs and trying to get it across. But generally, the list managers and the recruiting team do most of the work during the year, and we focus on footy.
Bit of smashed avo. Get him across the line.
Hey, TJ, you going to put your hand up again next season for the captaincy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as long as I'm considered, fit to lead by my peers and by the coaching group, it's a privilege to do it. But if there's a point where they want to, move on, look at someone else leading the side, then have that discussion and more than likely I'll, do the right thing by the club, essentially, because that's what it's about. It's not about me. It's about the footy club.
The Ken Hinckley situation, the conversation won't go away. He was on 360 last night. Again, very confident that it'll be at the footy club. I personally think he'll be there. Does the club need to come out and make an announcement just to put this stuff to bed?
Oh, I think sometimes if they make an announcement, it almost does the opposite. It's like if the CEO backs you, it's like the kiss of death.
So, yeah, true.
I mean... at this point of the year, everything's under review. But, from Kenny's point of view, he's contracted for next year. We love him. The players certainly haven't done him any favours the last little while. So, he'll be around next year unless there's a dramatic turn of events.
Did you get on the phone to your chairman, David Kosh, the other day? Because he's put the whole football program on notice as the club captain. Did you make a bit of a phone call to say, why are you aggressive in your comments regarding the footy program senior coach, or you just leave aggressive. It alone?
Nah, look, I don't want to get on the wrong side of Koshy, but probably send the cash cow after me. But at the same time, like I just mentioned, you know, when you have a disappointment, when you don't live up to expectations, the whole department, the whole club's under review. Like, that's just the reality of it. If you don't win the flag, you're looking to get better. So we've certainly been doing that.
Do you get nervous around Koshy? Does he come into the rooms after a loss and do you try and hide from him?
Well, Jars got nervous.
Yeah, I did not. When he turned
I did not.
Yes, you did. Well, him and Jars cut a similar figure. Like he's,
that's the boy.
He certainly cast a shadow. So. he's a big man. A
couple
so,
of eggheads. Go to the same hairdresser.
You sidle up to him after a win and see if he's got any stock tips or anything like that, you know.
Hey, TJ, are you across Collingwood's compromise with a prison bar jumper?
Oh, it actually just popped up on my phone.
Initial thoughts?
Look, I'm not sure on the party line here, but like, as far as I'm concerned, if you haven't played in it in the past, it's not really a heritage jersey, so... I mean, I think they're just taking the mickey, to be honest.
Yeah, well said.
And why are they running the AFL, by the way?
Good Collingwood. Call. Good call, Bern.
Port Adelaide will decide if they want to wear something else, not Collingwood.
50 years of tradition.
I'm with you, Tommy. Who wins your best and fairest this year, Connor Rosie or Sam Powell Pepper?
Yeah, it'll be a close one. I think, you know, BNFs usually reward team players, and Pep certainly got those runs on the board in the role he's played. But like Rose's second half, probably since the first Carlton game, he's been outstanding, so I reckon he's probably hot favourite.
Yeah, that's why I won two of them, because I was a team player and I put the team first.
That's the boy.
Oh, no.
Well said.
Belting blokes is the key. Oh, yeah.
Could have left that bit out, Tom. It's such a good finish.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts, young man. Rest up and all the best against Essendon.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
And you can't talk about Belton blokes either, Tommy.
Port Adelaide captain Tommy Jonas.
Didn't want to come in
the hot bath. No, he's got to rest up. His body's banged up, Gregory. Yeah, but his knees, his hips, his everything's cooked.
He looks sore before the game.
He does too.
It's the rush hour.
It's been a big day, and obviously we've got heavy hearts because we've lost an Aussie icon. Olivia Newton-John passed away peacefully at 73 years old. She was an absolute treasure, and here's some of her great memories.
Danny Zuko I met at the beach.
Maybe there's two of us, right?
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
There you go. Very sad.
Beautiful.
Very sad.
What a beautiful person. And a beautiful voice. Absolutely.
Yep.
And John Travolta sent out a little text message, did he, G?
No, it was on his Instagram.
Yeah, what did it say? Can you tell us?
Something like, from the moment I saw you, forever your Danny, your John, something like that. So,
condolences to the family. Beautiful. Mm. Now, we're going to catch up with Darcy Fogarty, Adelaide Crows big key forward, after 5:30, Clan. All right, we'll talk to him. Now, Burn and Greg, some news coming out of Melbourne regarding Port Adelaide and Collingwood.
Yep, Collingwood have offered Port Adelaide a compromise to the prison bar jumper saga.
Yep.
So they have said, in the black and white prison bars, that if the white part is teal, then they will allow Port Adelaide to wear that jumper once in the season.
There's a few texts here as well, just
what
blowing
you got,
up
Burn?
About this. So come there's two on. Here I read. Tell the AFL and Collingwood to stick the teal stripe compromise where the shirt don't fit.
Yeah.
It's prison bars or nothing for us faithful. That's from Danny.
It.
Another
well done,
one here.
Dan.
Hello, guys and girl. Well, wow, Collingwood are going to let Port wear their normal colours. With those colours, they can wear it every week, not once a year. Who's running the AFL? So that is them two there summarise all the text.
Port fans
through.
Won't tolerate
That's
it.
Brett.
And we spoke to Tommy Jonas, and he wasn't a fan
either. Has to be prison bars or nothing.
That's it. Absolutely. Now, Greg, 133353. Okay, now this is a funny story. Tooth Fairy. What's the Tooth Fairy going rate for dollars.
Yep.
Now, what's happened to you, young Rory or Sam?
Yeah, little Rosa, who just turned six, he's just about to lose his first fang. So just the bottom left is causing him all sorts of issues. He goes to have a chomp or something. So it's just about to fall out. But I want to know what the going rate is, because I'm sure I'm paying overs. All right?
Well, back in my day with my three little babies, it was $5 a tooth.
Jeez, I was like
that's
a
tooth fairy.
Yeah, back like, in our day.
50 cents, yeah. $1.
50 yeah. cents is coins.
We're born in 85, G.
Yeah, that's. I'd get a dollar.
But
dollar.
Sam, who's $2. Seven, so he's already lost teeth.
Right.
But for his front, one of his front
right.
teeth, which is a, it's a big deal
yeah,
for
us. So yeah, yeah.
We paid him, or the tooth fairy, fair. I should say, care, paid Sam yeah. $50. I know.
And it's too much.
I'm with everyone else. Nah. I was just as shocked.
Well, how did you let that happen as the man of the
well,
house?
Well, that's a good point.
And you're apparently the decision maker. How do you let that happen under your watch?
But that's a good point. I just get railroaded into pissed. These sort of things. But little Rosa, that little tooth, that no, cute little tooth down the bottom, how yeah. much... How much is the tooth fairy forking
out? Are you saying
out?
That different teeth have
yes,
different values?
Teeth.
No, yeah, no, not at all.
So every one of Sam's teeth wasn't $50. Like there's been $20 teeth, there's been $5 teeth.
What?
Yeah, but
different values.
The top two,
no,
both got.
So it's
50
like
bucks.
Monopoly in there, depending it's, on what yeah, you land on.
Yeah. $5 a piece, mate.
So. You reckon? I'm happy with $5.
You got to cap it.
Pardon the pun. Cap it.
You got
it. Yeah, oh, good boy.
Good. Well, yeah, let mate, us know what the going rate is.
They've played with your two sons.
They'll be knocking them out. Sell them on the black market.
Am I getting ripped off?
I can hear him in the back garage. Hey, Raw, knock me teeth out, will you?
No, I'm thinking other kids at school. Bang, grab it, Rory. Whack it in the jar.
What's the going rate for the famous Tooth Fairy? Greg Blewett's kiddies have absolutely pulled his pants down.
They have.
$50 a tooth.
Well, no, just for the front.
Yeah, but no. You've got to cap it, mate. I'm $5. That
They're
was it, my
worth
kiddies.
Different values either.
I'm with you. I'm just telling you what has happened. Yeah.
Well, you won't want to be in Mark's house. The going rate for a tooth is one Bitcoin. Which is about $50,000. Isn't
Brad
it?
From Aberfoyle Park. Good afternoon.
Brad.
G'day, mate.
Yep.
I think Blue is getting ripped.
Yeah. Well, Brad, I know I am.
Mate.
I know I am. What's your rate?
They're two sharking you.
What's the rate then?
$2, mate. That's all we ever got.
$2. That's all I ever got as well.
It's a rort.
But, you know, rort.
I'm happy to deal in coins. Don't worry.
Oh. Good on you, Braddles. Helen from Colute. Good afternoon.
Where?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Where's Colute, Helen?
It's on the river in between Murray Bridge and Manham.
Oh, what a
beautiful
lovely
down
spot.
There.
Ooh, be
beautiful.
It is.
All right. Yeah. Beautiful. Tooth Fairy, what's the going rate, Helen?
The going rate is a coin.
Yes,
coin. It doesn't matter which coin because you always put the tooth in a glass of water and you replace it with a coin. You don't put a note in there because it floats.
Yes, good
the
point.
The Tooth Fairy only likes the coin.
Mm. Look at Jars writing that down. He's going to go,
no,
I'm
liking these calls.
5 cent coin.
I'm liking
and why
these
do we
calls.
Put the tooth in water? That's another question. We
well,
always
it's
put
meant
in water.
To preserve it, probably. So I think some people might put it in milk.
Oh, I thought it goes under the pillow.
It goes under the pillow, Greg.
No, it's in water in a glass. Oh. Oh. That's another question. Where do you put it?
Yeah. We'll
get a dentist
anyway,
on tomorrow.
Remember Rory stole one of Sam's?
He
was trying to get the tooth.
So he's already on
him.
The black market. Hey, let's go to John from Burton. What's a tooth worth, Johnny?
Look, we're always informed that it's $5 for the first tooth.
Yep.
Because it's a special one, and then $2 for each tooth after that.
Oh,
that's
good.
Right.
That's, yeah, I agree.
Even
so $10 I'm getting
for
ripped.
The first one.
I'm getting ripped.
Yeah, you are, but you've been ripped your whole life.
Oh, that's true.
we got one more caller?
Yeah, one more.
Let's go to Darko. Darko from Happy Valley. Darko, what's a tooth worth?
Well, with four kids, the first one was getting up to $50.
Oh, someone else is paying $50.
No, but hang on. It started with a tooth fairy hunt.
Yeah.
And then with each tooth, the tooth fairy hunt would get more complicated and more money would be gotten. And then we sort of kept it at $50 because then the other kids started losing their tooth. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to lose this game. So now our son, who's the number four, yeah, I think he... Well, sporadically, doesn't even get anything because it's like, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot to give you some.
You can't
good
pull
on
it back.
Darko, well done. Now, chaps, can I just have your undivided attention just for before we catch up with Darcy Fogarty from the Adelaide Crows?
Mm.
All right, now, Marion Denise Jarman, who I've been with for over 30-plus years,
careful,
much loved, heart and soul of the clan.
Now, the who? The clan.
She's the heart and soul of the clan.
Clan.
Listen, white
you
teeth.
You said clan.
What, like a scallop?
I didn't say clam. What? Like a, now you're saying Mary's a clam.
She's a giant clam.
Like an oyster.
What are you on she's about? Not an oyster.
The world's
she's okay. Mad. That would make her a pearl.
The world's your
if
oyster.
If she's the heart and soul what of the clam.
She's an oyster.
No, the world's her oyster.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, now she's a pearl. I just said Maz. She's the heart and right. Soul of the clan.
Right.
Don't get me started. Right. All right. Now,
Greg,
what's
don't
disturbed me the last week and a bit? Now, Maz is loves her running.
Yeah.
Right. Loves running with her buddies. Loves to bike. So Maz and is very riding. Active. What
very
did you say?
Fit. Bike riding as well.
Oh, absolutely
it?
Burned.
Very mm.
She's into
fitness.
Her fitness and she's into her food and she's a remarkable woman. But I tell you what. Now, tell me if she's crossed the line when she eyeballed me last week in front of her three children,
mm-hmm.
Charlie, Stefan, and Riley Jarman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't forget, as of next week, you'll be massaging my legs on Monday and Friday. What are
well,
you laughing
to
for?
Who?
She's doubled
to
up. Doubled up.
To what do you mean? What, I'm good a masseur all of a sudden. I've got a, see, I said, and the kids are going, yeah, Dad, start looking after Mum.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hello. Who gets cuddles in the morning at night time? Hello.
I don't think she
Hang
wants
on.
That.
Now, has she
cuddles
crossed the
in
line?
The morning at night time?
No.
No, well,
I don't get it.
It's just a cuddle. It's a hug.
Cuddles in the morning at
well,
night.
Well, that's what you do when you marriage a chunky.
So, I'm going with it's so early in the morning that's still night.
Is that right?
No.
Don't worry.
In the morning, in the night.
Has she crossed... Oh, honestly, I don't know why I even talk. Has she look, crossed the line? Now, I'm happy to give her a massage no more than 5 minutes from time to time. But don't come to me and demand. I've got lots on.
Oh, she's booking a time.
She's booking me to massage her because she's a masseur. But she's a very good masseur. Just
masseuse.
And is she, that'll do.
Yeah, masseuse.
Yes, Bern.
Massage you
yeah,
over the years.
Right.
Not anymore because
but
she...
has she?
Yes, but...
So...
Well, hang on.
It's time to give back.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's there's nothing wrong with giving a bit back every now and then, Jay.
Well, yeah. Now she doesn't that's massage right. Me as much as because she said that I've obviously...
There's well, more to massage.
A little bit. And it's becoming a bit harder to get into the oh, to the muscles. Yes.
Becoming a bit softer under him. But
what? You
bigger surface
him,
area.
You're saying I'm a whale.
A bigger surface
she
area.
Doesn't
no,
use,
you're a dugong.
She doesn't use her elbows anymore to get in the Jarz's glutes. She needs her knees.
Oh.
To
get
in the... Now, it's time
is
to
it
give
too
back.
Much?
It's time to
no.
Give back.
No,
I think
it's not.
Twice a week.
Yes.
Hang on, for how long?
Well, she's saying between 5 to 10 minutes at night.
What, just on the calves?
No, they'll let the front and back legs burn.
Oh.
No.
What time and day?
Well, you're talking when I come home from work and I'm fatigued, because this is a powerful show, as you know. The family are on. No, that's the last thing I need. I get in my bloody dressing gown, I get me cup of tea.
Stop.
I start watching
Stop.
The
op- Oh, no.
I don't want the bath
no.
And the
candles.
Derobing and
the music.
Plums out.
So
no.
Is one a week or two a week? Or she crossed the line?
I think start with two a week and then just no, phase
you're,
it out.
You're a
hey, Jazz, I'm available.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour.
Fogarty brushes them aside, takes up Jarrett, takes the ball.
Rounds winning mark and goal of the year nominee.
Fogarty! Pulls down the
Darcy Fogarty.
What a grab. I love the reaction.
He loves this show. He loves coming on this show. And welcome,
he?
Darcy Fogarty.
How, you know?
How are you, buddy?
Good, boys. How are you?
Hang on, Fog. Do you actually like coming on here or is he putting words in your mouth? Be honest.
Love it.
Oh, I told you the Fog loves. Mate, congratulations on the team result over the weekend. 50,000, they're all there for Josh Kennedy, but the boys got the job done, so, and you stood up in those big moments. So well done, mate. You must be pleased with your form so far.
No, it's been good. The boys are playing really well at the moment. And, yeah, like you said, 50,000, it's probably the biggest crowd that a lot of our boys have played in front of. And, yeah, every time he touched the ball, it was bloody loud. So it was a pretty good atmosphere, and, yeah, it was pretty good to play in that game.
Hey, what's been the key to your form line, Fog? Because you've had a pretty good season looking back. I think from maybe the Geelong game onwards, kicked multiple goals in games. You're taking hangers. Is that like a confidence thing, mate, or has that been something you've been building on?
Yeah, confidence is a bit of it, Bern, I think. obviously just becoming a little bit more comfortable at the level helps. And then, yeah, obviously had some things I needed to work on away from footy. So everything's sort of tying in together, and I'm lucky enough to start seeing a little bit of results. So hopefully you can continue to improve and go from there.
Fog, is it fair to say that you might be probably flying at the ball a little bit more now rather than wrestling? Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100%. And that's probably something I got dropped for earlier in the year. I was getting tied up a little bit too much, and that's something Nixie and Rolls wanted to see in the twos. And that was something that I had to go back and work on. So it's good to be able to start doing that at the high level.
Have you always been able to do that? But back at Lucendale in your junior days? Or is that something that's... Because I haven't seen you do that at AFL level until this year, and there's been four or five absolute hangers, and I love your reaction too, standing over them and looking down at them after you do it.
Oh, no, I reckon I fluked most of them.
Fluke? You don't fluke them.
Yeah, no, I think I'm just getting a little bit lucky at the moment, but I'm waiting for it to run out.
Oh, Jars hasn't got a question for you.
So you just pointed at us. Hey, Fogg, I want to talk to you about your goal kicking because you're absolute dead-eye again. Yeah. 26 goals, yeah. 11 so far this season. I want to talk about mentally what you do. I mean, your technique's beautiful, but what goes through your head as you're coming in to kick it?
Not a lot, to be honest. I think I've got my routine for me run-up, but, I don't know, once I sort of drop the ball, I just sort of hope it goes in, and lucky enough, more than not, it does. So, not a lot of thinking goes into it, which is good.
Keep it simple.
The great Darren Jarman told me, run straight, kick through it. That's what I always remember.
That's exactly right, Boom Boom.
Hey, what about Leddy? Is he in the form of his career? I know he's had a very good career so far, but 200th game on the weekend, 36, another 10 clearances, 10th straight game, over 30 disposals. I know it's not all about touches, but he's just in some form.
No, he's flying at the moment. Leddy, I think is he leading touches and tackles at the moment?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing it both ways, which is really good. And I think Sam Barry's up there as well in the tackles. So we've got a couple of boys that are working really hard in the midfield, which makes it a lot easier being a forward. So now they're flying at the moment, and it's good to see.
And, mate, it's going to be exciting because you got North Melbourne and then the big showdown. So you could finish above Port Adelaide. That's got to be the incentive right there amongst the playing group, Big Das.
Yeah, well, we want to finish strong. And, knocking those two teams off is the goal. So hopefully we can come out and play good footy like we have in the last couple of weeks and give ourselves the best chance.
Hey, what about Will Hamill? How did he pull up? Because the poor kid.
Yeah, he saw. Yeah.
It's just a sad story every time you see him walk off with a concussion. How's he been this week?
Yeah, he's going all right. He wasn't in the club today. He was at home. So, but flying back, he was all right. He sort of, he was himself again, which is good. But, yeah, he's had a few now, which is getting a bit scary. So, I'm not sure what they go.
Now, the form's good playing footy. I want to know about the golf form because you normally get in at least...
Scared, mate. Don't go there,
sister.
Him and
they don't want to tee off in front of anyone.
They're brutal.
That's what they do. Leave they just them alone, wait for everyone to go through. Play on the non-comp days.
That's it.
No, I've never been able to play much with the finger that I hurt a few weeks ago, so I've been struggling a little bit.
Which digit have you hurt? Which digit have you hurt, Das?
The ring finger.
Yeah, the ring finger on the right hand. So,
Greg blew it.
I play through those sort of things.
He's only got
half a left hand.
Yes,
you
wear mittens when it's cold playing golf.
We heard when it gets cold and wet, Greg puts mittens on in between shots to keep his fingers warm.
Smart.
Any of your mates do that?
Nah, that's why he doesn't play with us.
Good boy.
He's banned.
Have we re-signed with the Adelaide Crows? We've got to ask you this question because we're a global show. Have you recommitted to the Crows or are you nicking off interstate? What's going on?
No, I'm signed on for next year, so I'll be around. So, loving the club at the moment.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Well, what's Tom Rockcliffe saying about he's nicking off the Brisbane Lions?
Oh, that was a...
Bloody Rockcliffe.
6 months Rocky ago. Doesn't
we apologise for that, Darcy.
Rockcliffe just makes stuff up.
He bloody sure does. Mate, just before we let you go, and we appreciate your time, how are we tracking off field? We've got a lovely partner. What kind of hobbies are we into these days?
Collecting cars, like Lady?
No, definitely not. And no lovey at the moment, which is unfortunate. But
what are you looking for?
Yeah, what do you
need?
What's
your type?
A woman would be a good start.
Just anyone.
Well, each to their own, Fog.
Oh, good luck against North Melbourne, mate. Thanks for your time and all the best. And keep up the good form, young man.
Thanks, boys. Talk to you later.
There he is. I told you he loves his show. Darcy Fogarty from the Adelaide Crows FM.
Well, he had to say he liked it.
No, but he loves his show. He reckons all the other shows put him to bloody sleep.
Well, that's true.
It's true, but
how are you going with your questions there?
No, well, you had to ask that question. Excuse me. I apologise.
No, but we should have just kept waiting, Greg.
No. I was just looking at some of his stats. But I was looking at some of his stats.
All right. And what did you find?
Not much. This is a rush hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Oh, that was a good chat with Fog.
Yeah,
he jumped up about it. Yeah, he's good.
Like it. And Tommy Jonas, a bit flat.
Understandably.
Earlier in the show, we caught up with Tommy Jonas, Port LA captain, and obviously John Olsen spoke today regarding the Adelaide Crows camp, the big press conference. Now,
TJ doesn't want to finish below Adelaide either.
He did.
So it could be on last round. That could be all on. In? That might be a good showdown to go to.
Yeah, I like
what
it.
What are you guys doing? You going?
Now,
August the 9th.
The fun facts is a much loved segment.
It's not a thingy either. You said
that. No, well, our boy's doing the thingy. Jimmy Pedersen was lurking in the.
We're doing the thingy next. It's Burns facts.
Yeah, geez, he looked at you. Ooh, you kicked him out. Yeah, basically, the studio.
Well, I am the CIC of the station.
Yeah, but I didn't like that look he gave you.
Nah,
yeah, you didn't, did you?
I did. I enjoy that.
Didn't you? Will you stop holding his hand while you're talking to him?
August 9th, and stop giving him, when he runs, don't rub his neck.
Stop rubbing his neck. Because don't forget,
you get me started. What about our meeting yesterday with our big boss, Dave Cameron?
You
couldn't get your tongue back in your mouth.
We're a family show.
You were loving everything, then you were hating everything.
Fun facts.
Get on with
it. August the 9th
today. A birthday to a couple of big stars. I'm going to go with Eric Banner first.
Oh, yeah.
Big St Kilda man, born in Melbourne, 1968. And this lady, this star. Whitney Houston. It would have been her birthday today, 1963. She was born.
There's lots of sad stuff that happens, and that's one of them, isn't it? You know,
hooked up with that loser, Bobby Brown.
Yeah,
he destroyed her career.
Absolutely.
I read a book about that. It was horrendous what he did. Yes, I did.
So she would have been.
She had one of the greatest voices. Yeah, beautiful soul.
That took him 6 months. Gee.
Couple of things were painted today.
Oh,
I love this.
Done it again.
The first ever elevator.
Oh, that's helpful.
System was painted. It was a pulley system.
Ben, I'm going to tell you just one more time. There's only one N. Patented.
Did you say that right, G?
Patented.
Okay, painted.
Oh, he's dropped the N.
G stuffed it up.
He said one N. And this is the other thing that was painted. The electric washing machine in 1910 by an engineer called Alva J. Fisher.
There you go.
Always look for painted.
Are they still
things?
Making
Fisher and
those,
Paykel now?
Yeah, that's well done, Greg.
Good pick-up, Greg.
Well done for a change.
Think about that. Well done. Welcome to the facts.
Thank you.
First time for a change. Distributed.
Finally.
Welcome.
Finally found you.
Hey, 1930, something big. Now, is everyone familiar with Betty Boop?
Yes.
She debuted.
No. Aren't you? No, that's serious. I don't know Betty Boop.
1930, she was a cartoon.
Lady. Black hair.
That's
black
it. Hair. No. Short red skirt.
She debuted in Dizzy Dishes. Now, I've got a little grab and see if this brings back some memories.
A hot cornet can but a hot cornet can like Betty Boop can do.
Yeah, Betty Boop can do. Can go. That's enough. Greg's not, it's not helping Greg. It's not helping him whatsoever. Not bringing back any memories, Greg?
Iconic. No.
It's a bit before my time. When you see her, you'll know.
Yeah,
so if
Betty
if
Boop
you're at
is iconic. She could play Betty Boop in a
you've
movie.
You've looked her up?
Yeah,
you've seen her. 1986.
Yes, Ben.
Queen ended their Magic European Tour at Nebworth Park. I can't give up.
Here is Radio Gaga. Radio Goo Goo. Radio Gaga.
Charles is doing his best Freddie impression.
With the mic.
Whenever I think of Freddie Mercury,
I love him.
I think of Nick Riewoldt now doing this.
Yeah,
how good was he?
In
1999, the number one song in Adelaide was Pearl Jam. What
Daughter?
Song? No, good guess.
Better Man.
No.
see they've got a lot
There's
of
There's only one. The only other one that's probably around that era. This one.
Alive.
Last Kiss. Baby be. Sad song. Sad song away from
but a good song.
A good one.
True story too. This
Sad. Very sad. Hey, on this day 2012, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt won the 200 metres at the London Olympics in 19.32 seconds. Mm-hmm. It was his first ever person to win the 100 and 200 double back to back.
And Blake's challenging, but Bolt is there. I'm sure Johan Blake is coming through. And Bolt gets it again. And the time, 19.32. And Usain Bolt just holds off Johan Blake. A brilliant run by Blake too.
Nah, he was...
And no one will probably ever do that
He's
again.
A freak.
Absolute
freak.
Now, I've got a little just questionnaire, a footy questionnaire for you to finish off. It's just one question, but there's five answers. Have we got a bit of time, G?
Sure.
Five coaches on the weekend coached against their old sides that they played for. Can you... Whoever can name them most. Five out of the nine games... The senior coach coached against the team that they played for. Oh, geez, we're going well here. We haven't got one. Do you want me to give you one?
Yeah, so,
Voss, Stuart Dew played Hawthorn.
Yeah, okay.
Voss played against Brisbane. Well done.
Yeah, well done, Bert.
Three more.
Nixie.
That's great. No. Nixie didn't play for West Coast.
Okay.
Are you just naming all the coaches?
Adam Simpson.
Who did Port play?
No. Adam Simpson didn't play for Adelaide.
Right. Tony Modra.
Tony Modra's not a coach.
Right you are.
John Longmire.
Yeah,
the horse. Coach North Melbourne. Two more.
Come on, Byrne.
Who
Come
did
on,
Port
Greg.
Play on the weekend?
Port Adelaide play.
Richmond. No, not Kenny.
Not Dimmer.
Yes, Dimmer.
Yes, Dimmer played
yeah,
for
I
Port.
Said Dimmer.
You said not Dimmer. One more. He's an interim coach.
We're going to be long. McVay.
Mark McVay coached against Essendon.
There you go.
Nice, Byrne.
See you, family.
Finally, we got there.
We'll always love you.
See you tomorrow, Clan.
I didn't crack any windows.